Reptile Love. When Ray von Nostrand was 13 years old, Dr. Carl Patterson Schmidt of the Field Museum, the dean of American herpetologists, demonstrated that even the best reptile men make mistakes. On September 25, 1957, Dr. Schmidt entered the office of the Field Museum's reptiles curator, who was holding an unusual African snake in one hand while looking it up in a key with the other. Dr. Schmidt had started his career by researching African reptiles, and after many years, he had just recently returned to that very topic. He grabbed the snake, slightly too far behind the head, as he quickly acknowledged, and was bitten on the left thumb. After the snake was disengaged, he and the other men agreed that it was a venomous African boomslang. Schmidt was a scientist, and he could not resist documenting his experience, intending to record his story from bite to recovery. It was a small specimen, rear-fanged, and hardly worth bothering about. Only one of the snake's fangs had caught Schmidt, piercing 3 millimeters into the fleshy part of his thumb. The wound had bled freely, and Schmidt, aged 67 and healthy, had augmented the flow by immediately and vigorously sucking his injured digit. A half hour later, Schmidt noticed a bluish dot, 1 centimeter in diameter, on the tip of his thumb. "Look," he said, "I've got a local reaction." The embarrassed herpetologist took the suburban train to the house he shared with his wife in Homewood, feeling nauseated. By evening, Schmidt had a strong chill, a temperature of 101.7 degrees, and was shaking. There was blood in his mouth, leakage, he knew, from the thin capillary walls in his gums. Schmidt had been educated at Cornell, had worked at the American Museum of Natural History, and had left 35 years earlier to found the herpetology department at the Field Museum, eventually rising to chief curator of zoology. Dr. Schmidt ate 2 pieces of milk toast and went to bed at 9. For 3 hours, he slept well. At 12:20, he awoke and made his way to the toilet to urinate. He produced only a very small amount of fluid, which appeared to him to be mostly blood. He looked in the mirror and saw dried blood at both corners of his mouth, from which he concluded that he had bled.